Nolte, AP story rages at conservatives using plagiarism against poor Claudine Gay. By John Nolte on January 3, 2024. The far-left Associated Press covered itself in corruption this week with the claim that disgraced Harvard president Claudine Gay's resignation highlights new conservative weapon against colleges, plagiarism. You see, according to AP reporters Colin Binkley and Mariah Blingett, the company itself says the piece was not up to standards and is in the process of being updated. Claudine Gay's serial plagiarism isn't the story. Also, not the story is Gay testifying before the U.S. House under oath that within the appropriate context she doesn't believe that calling for the extermination of Jews on Harvard grounds violates school policy. No, the story is that conservatives used plagiarism as a weapon against Gay. Let's back up just a moment to take a good, long, objective look at what we are talking about. In her already unimpressive scholastic career, Claudine Gay committed so much plagiarism. Some 47 instances, according to the far-left New York Times, that the first black woman to hold the top job at Harvard was forced to resign. The fact that this woman is Claudine Gay is immaterial. Do you have any idea how much plagiarism has to be committed before a black woman loses her job as the first black woman of anything? It's like asking how many suitcases full of women's clothes does a Biden administration's transvestite nuclear official have to steal before he's fired. By any objective standard, Gay had no business rising to Harvard's presidency and certainly had no business remaining in that spot. She legitimized calling for the extermination of Jews and belligerently violated her own school's code of conduct regarding plagiarism with a sense of entitlement that only unwound after her sins were finally uncovered. But we no longer live in a world where merit, honesty, and character matter. We live in a world where the correct identity trumps all. Where a high-profile media outlet like the AP rages against those who uncovered a fraud rather than rage against the fraud. The downfall of Harvard's president has elevated the threat of unearthing plagiarism, a cardinal sin in academia, as a possible new weapon in conservative attacks on higher education, writes AP education reporters Binkley and Blingett, as though the unearthing is the cardinal sin and not the sin itself. We also think someone at the AP is awfully worried about the amount of plagiarism happening in higher education. The plagiarism allegations came not from her academic peers but her political foes, led by conservatives who sought to oust Gay and put her career under intense scrutiny in hopes of finding a fatal flaw. Her detractors charged that Gay, who has a PhD in government, was a professor at Harvard and Stanford and headed Harvard's largest division before being promoted, got the top job in large part because she is a black woman. Here's some free advice to the AP: if you don't want normal people to believe certain people got the top job based only on their identity, stop promoting the idea that certain people should get the top job based only on their identity. My favorite part of these reporters' tantrum of cope is the anti-science claim the well-known American Indian practice of scalping was a gruesome practice taken up by white colonists who sought to eradicate Native Americans. One of the fake AP journalists behind this entertaining piece of emotional breakdown seems to have some real issues with Whitey. But this is where it is a culture. It doesn't matter that Claudine Gay will tolerate, within a certain context, calling for the genocide of Jews on her campus. It doesn't matter that she brazenly cheated her way into the top spot. It doesn't even matter that the American Indian practiced scalping. Among our rotting and morally broken establishment, humanity, integrity, decency, and truth mean nothing. Identity is all that matters, you know, as long as you hold the correct identity along with the correct leftist beliefs. Ask Carol Swain how far identity gets you at Harvard when you think for yourself. It isn't only the AP. All across the corporate media, this madness is playing out in a concerted effort to gaslight the public into believing it is wrong to uncover the wrongdoing of the protected class. This is also a political tactic to keep America divided. Whether it's Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Susanna Gibson, or Claudine Gay, the left and their media allies deliberately deliver up terrible people as their chosen martyrs. This is done to stop us from joining hands as a country when decent people can't bring themselves to do it. The good news is that this is how desperate the establishment is, this is what new media has brought them to. The establishment is so desperate that when they have no defense other than lies, absurdities, and straight-up nonsense, they launch that defense. Watching AP brazenly whore out its residual credibility to protect the indefensible, a serial liar and cheat, just because of her sex and skin color. Well, I consider this a victory. We've cornered them into exposing what they really are. And this is especially gratifying for those of us who always knew who they were. Evil, vile, dangerous, amoral sociopaths. Offer extended. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter body double, A Stranger Among Us. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.